God bless you, my dear.
God bless you, Brother John, dear.
As you well know, it is always a very, very great joy for me when I have this opportunity of coming to speak to you.
Yeah.
And as I enter the earth vibration, I am ever conscious of the many needs of the world, particularly the realization of the power of the Holy Spirit, that it may be brought into the world of flesh, giving a greater knowledge and realization of the will of the Most High, that all God's children may sooner or later realize the significance of the power of the Holy Spirit and how it can change, alter their lives, bringing peace and tranquility and love into the world, making your world truly a place that is joyous and happy. We are ever conscious of the many needs of the flesh, the world of material thought, that it may be changed, may be reinvigorated with the power of the Holy Spirit, so that it shall truly live in peace and in harmony.
We
but
seem to get worse, really, Brother John, instead of better.
This, my child, we are well aware of course. Conditions do not improve. Peoples throughout the world are living in fear. There's chaos everywhere.
Yes.
There is even more and more uncertainty. The reality and the spirit does not seem to make the progress that we would wish. Indeed, it is so minute, and yet here and there the seeds are sown, and the light is given, and souls begin painfully to tread the path of true spiritual progression, and in consequence endeavor to help those less fortunate. But nevertheless, we are ever aware of the many needs in your world.
Yes. Yet I suppose deep down in every soul is this desire for betterment, though they don't realize how to approach it.
A great desire above all else is that we shall be able to reach the young, those who are on the very threshold of life. And though there is much that causes grave concern in your world in regard to the young, we see a glimmer of hope there, perhaps in certain respects more so than we have ever seen in the history of man.
Really?
This may perhaps surprise you, but I think we must divorce ourselves in our thoughts from the extroverts, the few here and there who create a wrong impression, perhaps, of the many. There are many young people who are seeking. They know not what they are seeking. They are endeavoring in a strange way, it may well seem to you, but they are endeavoring, many of them, for enlightenment. They have lost faith, of course, in the church, in orthodox religions, and less do they follow the church. The church has failed, as we well know, over many centuries of time, but more so than ever in the present century. We have seen generations of peoples gradually turn away from orthodoxy. This, I feel sure, had to be the simple truths of the Master still register, still have meaning and importance, even among many of the young, whom no doubt you sometimes feel are disinterested. But we see in many of the young people an inquiring mind and spirit.
Yeah.
We see in many of them a desire for knowledge. I agree that many of them go, so it seems, the wrong way about it. But nevertheless, they are rebelling against much that was accepted by their parents and their grandparents. They are not willingly taken in as easily as were past generations. They want to know facts. They want to know truth. They are prepared to dissect and analyze and criticize. And if they feel strongly about any particular thing that is near to them, they protest. One may not necessarily agree with their manner of protestation, but at least they are endeavoring in their own fashion, in their own way, misguided though it may well seem to many, they are endeavoring to form and create circumstances that will bring change. I mean, it would have been an unheard of thing in your youth to have acted in the way in which many of them do in protest against, for instance, this terrible war in Vietnam. Mm. You may say that no good comes of it, but at least they are endeavoring to register their feelings, their emotions. They are protesting against what they know to be an evil in your world. Whereas in your generation, we would have sat back, possibly would have commented about it, probably would have argued about it, but would have done nothing tangible. And if they are inclined to feel and to think and to act on something which is near and dear to their hearts, when they have this tremendous desire to bring about peace and a greater understanding among peoples, nations, it seems to me that we are making progress. If we can get these children to think on spiritual lines, to realize the importance of putting into action the tremendous message of spirits, the realization of life eternal, of communication between our world and yours. If we can interest them sufficiently that they want to know more about the message of spirit, and finding it, put it into practice in their daily lives. If we can do this, we shall have achieved a tremendous amount, and gradually we shall see changes.
Mm.
We look to the young, not to the old.
Mm.
The old endeavor in some instances to do their best, and though there are many aspects of the young which cause grave concern, and there are those on the fringe who certainly do many things which are wrong, which cause grave concern, the vast majority of the young people are much more inclined to seek, much more inclined to delve, to be critical, to analyze. And I feel that we have to look to the young more and more for the future generations yet to come, that they may find truth, that they may know of it, and put it into their lives in an active way. It is no use, as for generations upon generations, people have gone on talking about these things and doing little or nothing. There have been many discussions without number. There have been many organizations. They're all discussing and talking about aspects of spiritual life, aspects of spiritual truth. But with the exception of a few here and there, nothing of any consequence has been done or been achieved. Organizations have been set up, well-meaning, well-intentioned, and many good people involved. But little real spiritual progress has been made. The orthodox religions are losing ground more and more. And those that are dear to the old faith, they are beginning themselves to question and beginning to have doubts and fears. The church may have amassed over centuries of time enormous properties and monies and possessions, but it has not amassed the hearts of humanity.
No.
It hasn't amassed the spiritual truth that it should have done and given forth that truth to the world.
No, the Roman Church has got rebels now.
This is the beginning of the end. Slow, very slow disintegration.
And do you see a better world coming out of no religion? Orthodox religion?
It is not in churches, it is not in priests,
no.
It is not in temples and organizations that truth will come. Truth will only come when men throughout the world will open their minds and their hearts to truth, so that it may, in consequence, having seen and known and accepted, change their lives beyond recognition, so that your world will be suffused by the power of the Holy Spirit and it will be manifested everywhere. Mm-hmm. It is not in organizations, it is not in churches and temples and in priests and raiments and vestments, it is not in incense, it is not in all the various things which are invariably considered of a spiritual nature. It isn't in these things that spirituality and truth are found. These are but material
outward
shows with no foundation, no solid reality. These are the things which, for a time, no doubt have bound people and enchained people. But gradually people are breaking away, severing the chains, freeing themselves of the shackles.
Can I make an observation? What about countries like Russia and the like who profess on the outward no religion? They're not advancing.
And this is a sweeping statement.
Yes.
I suppose one would say that in some respects the Russians have advanced in a material sense. And no doubt from that which you read daily in your papers, one is naturally is going to assume there is no spiritual awareness, no spiritual desiring. This may well be among perhaps a certain percentage or certain number of people in high places, but I would think it very wrong to assess or judge so vast a people's on the actions of the few who do not really represent the mass of the peoples of Russia. I'm sure there are millions of Russian peoples who, within themselves, are anxious for brotherhood, anxious for spiritual truth, and no doubt many have within themselves gained an inner consciousness and awareness of things, but they are to a certain extent held back, as we well know.
They have no voice.
You see, I see politics to some extent on the same level as I see Orthodox religions.
Yes.
All powerful inasmuch that the power is at the top. And those who are dear or are connected with or caught up with these organizations are like subjects, sometimes in a sense unwilling, sometimes willing, following out blindly that which they're told, without reason, without analyzing very much, quite often perhaps content. But here and there you see people who are beginning to break away. The trouble is, of course, there is a tendency for them to start new organizations or new isms. This must be avoided at all costs. We have seen the splits and the various groups that have started their own brand of religion, and this has not led to anything of any real value. I know that one can see the other aspect and say, oh yes, there are groups of souls who have broken away and have done in their own fashion much good. And indeed, of course, one must be fair and say that in the past there have been many people connected with Orthodox churches and religions who have achieved and done many good works. But we are concerned, though we are always concerned with the individual, we are concerned with the whole mass of human life, that all may know truth in the fullest sense, that they may shake from themselves all the old orthodox ways and teachings, so that they can be free and unchained, unfettered, to go forward in a real spiritual sense, being guided and helped and encouraged by spiritual leaders of souls who, from this side particularly, are anxious to serve and to lead and to guide and to uplift. We know that this truth, this brotherhood of man, this breaking down of barriers between individual nations, bringing peaceful realizations that all men are equal in the sight of God, that all, though they may be on different levels or stratas of evolution or being, nevertheless are fundamentally all the same. We are all part of a great plan, great organization in a sense, an organization of humanity which is beyond time and space, beyond all the petty things that cause men to grieve and to suffer. We are truly one spirit manifest in many forms, in many bodies, in many nations and peoples. We are that one spirit in unity and unison, in harmony and in love, as it should well be, but it is not, because man chooses to separate himself individually and collectively, in a national sense and in a religious sense, one from the other. These are the barriers that man has created in foolishness and ignorance. It is not in nations, it is not in groups, it is not in all the isms, it is not in all the different denominations, and it is not in all the different national spirits, it's not in the political fields. The truth is to be found, but outside. Truth will only be free when men are made free to accept, clearing their minds, unchaining themselves, making themselves open, ready to receive harmoniously, dwelling in love and in peace and in harmony, turning your world into what it was intended and should well be, a training ground for the spirit, an opportunity of progression, so that each and every soul may learn and gain experience, fitting themselves for the life that is to come. Your world is a schoolroom, but you need good teachers. There are many classes. There are many groups, as it seems. Some well on the way, others lagging behind. Many are ill-informed. Many are, I regret to say, very much in the backward class, but there are a few here and there who have perceived the light, and they in themselves shall illumine the minds of others and open the door of knowledge, and progression shall follow for all who listen, all who endeavor in consequence to serve and to do the will of the Most High. We bless all those who teach truth and all those who follow it. We bless all those who are seeking and all those who have not yet found, that all may eventually come together in harmony and in love, and the peace of the world may be brought into being, that all men may learn to live and to dwell together in harmony and in love, serving the Most High, doing the will of the Most High, making for themselves that path of enlightenment that is there waiting to be formed by their thoughts and actions. You, my child, are truly blessed by the power of the Spirit. Truly thou hast served, and surely thou shalt go on for quite a long time yet of earthly time to continue the work of the Spirit. Truly are we overjoyed at the opportunity of communication with you and through you, and the blessing of the Spirit is ever upon you, upon all those who listen to the word of Spirit. Go forward in strength, my child, for we shall not and we cannot fail, for that which we do is greater than ourselves. We are but the humble instruments of the great Spirit of all life. Peace be unto you, child.
God bless you.
Bless you, my child.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
God bless me, Kate.
Keep your chin up, girl.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I do, dear.